Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I'm a writer for the Viking Age Zone Covered, Bring Me the News, and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, and we do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Adam, so what do you want to talk about?
Big news today, big departure. Marcus Davenport leaving and going to the Lions. It was a good experiment, but I think the Vikings are going to recover, and they're heading in a different direction. They just couldn't reach, you know, the proper negotiations. You know, the Vikings weren't meeting where Davenport wanted to meet in terms of contract details. But, I think the Vikings will be okay.
I think they will, too. I'm sure there was another free agent that we forgot. Oh, I haven't.
Who
could that be? Kirk Cousins, or I should say the Kirk Cousins era is over in Minnesota, as
the quote Vince agreed. Carter or Kenny Smith, I guess.
It's Kenny. Oh,
from the Vince Carter dunk contest.
Yes.
You remember
this? Yes, I do.
Dating myself.
Very much so. But that's okay. That's what we do on this show. That's what happens when you're about 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons agreed to a four-year, $180 million contract this afternoon. It contains $100 million guaranteed, $90 million guaranteed at signing, a $10 million injury guarantee in 2026, and most importantly, a $2 million incentive for winning the Super Bowl. I guess it was about the dollars, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it's always been about the dollars. I don't know why anyone, I don't even know really what he was trying to say with that when he was saying, you know, it's not about the dollars, because it clearly is. It's about the dollars. He was talking about respect, I guess, in terms of what the dollars represent. And that was his way of referring to, you know, I deserve guaranteed money or whatever. And clearly the Vikings were like, no, you don't. So, you know, he got what he wanted from the Falcons. Good luck to him and his family down there. They're closer to, you know, their actual hometown in Atlanta. It's at least his wife's hometown. And then I believe his parents live probably in closer in Florida, so it's not too far. But he gets to go down there. He gets to make a lot of money. I think he's going to be one of the highest paid players in NFL history once this deal is done. Close to
second.
Oh, sick.
He's second all time in NFL history after this contract.
Wow. I think I saw a headline, you know, referring back to Marcus Davenport about how, you know, I think it was a headline, you know, Marcus Davenport is leaving Minnesota to steal money from Detroit. And I was like, Marcus Davenport stealing money? What would you call Kirk Cousins for the last 6 years? Because he made a nice, pretty penny to play for the Vikings and lead them to one playoff win. But it didn't work out. The Vikings and Cousins are in two different spots. The Vikings are trying to build for the future, get younger at quarterback, try and take advantage of that rookie quarterback contract. Kirk Cousins still wants to play, and it seems like till he's around 40. He still wants to get paid, and the Falcons were willing to do that. So more power to Kirk and his agent for getting that deal done. They got to be putting, at least his agent has to be put in the Hall of Fame or get some sort of award for getting this guy this much money. Congrats to them. But for the Vikings, it's just the beginning, I feel like, of this journey we're about to go on, where, you know, probably should have started maybe a year or two ago. But, you know, finally, we're at this point where the Vikings can kind of start over and kind of build, I want to say, a Kevin O'Connell team, because we still really haven't seen what a team like that looks like. We kind of saw last year with some guys mixed in that he brought in and wanted to use, and Cam Akers and stuff like that. But I'm very curious to see what direction they go in. I know people are probably worried because they've seen the Sam Darnold rumors, but if they're bringing him in, it's not to be the starter. It's to be either he'll start off as the starter, or maybe not even, but more of just to help whatever rookie they draft adjust to the NFL. And he's got that connection to Josh McCown, so it makes a little bit of sense. But yeah, end of an era for the Vikings. Looking forward to the Falcons and Vikings game next year. Looking forward to the Falcons and Cowboys game next year, which will feature Mike Zimmer's defense against Kirk Cousins. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about the future of the Vikings. I'm glad they did this. I didn't know if it was going to happen. It seemed a little iffy in there, but it seemed like that was more of a ploy by Cousins' team to maybe get a little more money out of the Falcons, being like, oh, we might go back to the Vikings. We might go back. But he's gone. And I think it's good. I think we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay.
You know, before I get into my thoughts here, I just want to say, you know, Kirk has been great. He's been a great representative of the organization and the community. Seems like a super good guy. We saw that during the quarterback docuseries on Netflix, and everything kind of went from there. That being said, to quote Drew McIntyre, I prayed for this and it happened. He's gone. And you know, again, this has nothing to do with the human being. Like, whatever. I mean, I'm sure Kirk's a great guy. Everybody seems to love him. He's going around and everything else, but the last month has driven me insane. Mike McCartney, you mentioned it a little bit. That dude needs to be in the Hall of Fame for getting you said it to me the other day. You texted me and you said, why am I refreshing Twitter constantly every 5 minutes for a mid quarterback?
Oh, no.
That is basically what we've done over the past 2 days. We've just waited to see, oh my God, what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins? Is he going to take a hometown discount or whatever? Which he never said during that quote. I'm going to say that again, because the only time it was said was when Kevin Seifert asked him about it. And he went on about, it's not about the dollars, it's what they represent. Cool little flashy quote there, Kirk. Go start your Wu-Tang album or whatever the hell you're going to do after you bank in another $180 million.
He's going to ATM now, so.
Yeah, he's probably got ATM in his house. Just, you know, whatever he needs it.
Is he going to go to Magic City?
Like, this is, it's liberating. It's free. I am more excited than Adam Thielen during an interview. Like, hey, what do you think of Sheboygan hot dogs, Adam? Well, you know, I'm super excited, and, you know, I'm Minnesota, and I love this Minnesota company and whatever. You know, I mean, I'm not even mad at Kirk. I'm really not. $180 million, you know, go take it. Go get your money. Go get $100 million, because there's two things at play here. One, you weren't getting that offer from the Vikings. I think I saw somebody, and they probably just made it up, but like 2 years, $76 million I saw floating out there this morning. Like, obviously, that's not going to get it done when somebody's offering four. Also, what the hell are the Falcons doing? 4 years. He's 30. He'll turn 36 in August. He has a torn Achilles. What are you doing? I don't care if your owner is 85 or whatever the hell he is, and he's going to die before that contract runs out. Like, seriously, he is not the answer to your problems. If you're a Falcon fan and you're watching this right now, run. Like, seriously, run. I saw somebody standing out front in Mercedes-Benz stadium with a Deion Sanders jersey and a bucket of gasoline. Burn the damn thing to the ground, because you know what you're going to do the next couple of years? You're going to go 9-8 or 10-7, and you're going to win the division. Yeah, you're going to get to the playoffs, and hell, he's better than Desmond Ridder. He's better than half the quarterbacks in this league. But I mean, the problem is he doesn't elevate anyone. You probably have the wrong peanut butter in the cafeteria right now for Kirk Cousins to win you a Super Bowl. That's been his game the entire time in Minnesota. He's won one playoff game in 6 seasons in Minnesota. And the one time he had his brilliant season, 4th and 8, he checked down to TJ Hockenson. So, you know, I know there's a lot of people going through a hard time right now, and I know some of them don't drink, but I just want you to know that I'm going to drink for all of you to celebrate.
Cheers. I'll do you one better. He has one playoff win in his entire 12-year career, not even just with the Vikings.
But I mean,
doesn't matter his bank account.
Where they're crying with all the money on the bed and they're wiping tears with like hundreds. Like, that's basically Kirk Cousins' career.
And I think the Falcons' contract, to be fair, is more like, I think it's more 2 years, around 100. It's a bunch of funny money. So they can probably get out of it after 2 years. That's, you know, still, what are you, doing giving Kirk Cousins, you know, around $50 million a year coming off a torn Achilles, you know, going to be 36. It's just, it's not smart. And it's not like they had a ton more. Like, I always enjoyed, like, oh, the Falcons have all this money to give Kirk Cousins. They didn't really have much more money, barely more money than the Vikings in terms of cap space when all this was going down. But they also didn't have to add pieces to, you know, as many pieces to their defense, or, you know, they've got a number one receiver, they've got a number one tight end, they've got Bijan Robinson, they've got a solid offensive line. So they really do have a lot of pieces already for them to just insert Kirk Cousins in there. But is, like you said, is he going to be the guy to elevate them? It'll be interesting to see, because he's going to be working with another coordinator from the Sean McVay tree. I'm sure Kevin O'Connell and Zach Robinson, the Falcons offensive coordinator, are going to be texting a little bit this summer, maybe having some conversations about, you know, how do I get the most out of Kirk Cousins? And Kevin O'Connell's going to be like, pray. So, yeah, I just it's a big day in Vikings history. Like, if you think about it, like this, you know, whether it's the start of a bunch of years where they suck, which I don't think is going to happen, or, you know, the start of them, you know, being more, traveling more towards turning into a contender again, which I felt like they were on that path when Mike Zimmer got here and he, you know, got a young quarterback, signed a bunch of defensive free agents. Oh, what are they doing today? Oh, they're signing a bunch of defensive free agents, and they're, you know, in contention to get a young quarterback this year if they want to trade up, or if they don't want to trade up. I'm excited about this future of the team to see where it's headed. I feel good about it. If they re-signed Kirk Cousins, I wouldn't feel good about this team at all. I don't think it would have been a good decision, but they didn't. They let him go. So I'm pumped. Let's go.
I'm looking at the comments here, and if you got some comments, I mean, it's a big day. Speak up. We'll run through them as we go through the show here. But Grady Hughes, he's commenting right now. He goes, anyone other than Darnold, ugh.
Not going to be the starter. Not going to be the starter.
I want you to listen closely to me, Grady. And I said this on Friday when I did our free agency preview, and I used the example of Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. And just kind of paraphrasing here, last year, Cody Rhodes did not finish the story at WrestleMania. Mm. Everybody was pissed. Roman Reigns got on the podium and said, hey, this is not fast food. This is filet mignon. You're going to have to pay attention for more than 30 seconds here. You know, now, year later, Cody Rhodes is challenging for the title. Everybody's super excited about it. That is the method the Vikings need to take with this quarterback situation. If you see Sam Darnold sign with the Vikings, don't freak out, because could he start in 2024? Yeah, he could be a start. You could start Nick Mullins for all I care in 2024. I don't give a piss about 2024, to be honest with you. I know the Vikings do and everybody else in TCO Performance Center does, but like seriously, this is not about 2024. This is about 2025, 2026, 2027, everything. The Vikings are 100% trading up for a quarterback. And if they're not doing that, they're at least going to trade back and maybe get Michael Penix, which I don't really like. But I mean, after letting Kirk Cousins walk, I think you really, you know, you kind of open Pandora's box here. You better have a plan. And if you like Drake May, if you like JJ McCarthy, you have to go get him at this point. So don't freak out if Sam Darnold signs with the Vikings and, oh, we're replacing Kirk Cousins with Sam Darnold. You need to have a bigger, you know, wider lens of this whole situation.
When you compare it, you could probably compare it to when just recently, when in terms of wrestling, when Cody Rhodes won the Rumble, and then he came out and he was like, oh, The Rock's gonna face Roman, and everyone's like freaking out, and everyone, and then I'm pretty sure they changed everything, but they're all like, oh, just have patience, wait, let it play out. So we're asking you to do something similar. Obviously, I think they probably realized they made a mistake, so it's a little bit of a different situation. But yeah, I agree. Like, let everything play out. Vikings aren't going to draft anyone tomorrow. Drafts end of April. So they could trade for a pick maybe this week. That'd probably be the smarter thing to do sooner than later. But yeah, if they sign Sam Darnold, I will say, if they trade for Justin Fields, yeah, I'm not going to be happy. I will say that, because one, you would be giving up draft capital that which you still need for someone that might not even be better than Sam Darnold. So it's been interesting to watch all the other teams today sign, you know, quarterbacks, or in the last 2 days with the Steelers getting Russell Wilson and even Gardner Minshew going to the Raiders, Cousins going to the Falcons. It's like, where is Justin Fields going to play next year? Because I don't think it's not going to be Chicago. I don't think so, but
options are running out.
They are.
Like, you know, you got Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. You got Gardner. Where did Gardner Minshew sign? Vegas?
Raiders, yeah.
Raiders. I've kind of been in and out all day. I mean, one of our writers, Adam Carlson, has been freaking out about Ryan Tannehill. I wouldn't hate it. Like, I would take Tannehill over Sam Darnold if we're going in that mm-hmm. direction for bridge quarterback. But they got to react quickly here because, like, options are drying up unless you're just going to say, all right, we're trading up. We're getting number three, and we're going to go get Drake May and start him from day one. And by the way, the Vikings have never started a rookie quarterback week one in their franchise history. The only time rookie quarterback has seen the field in week one was their first game ever, where I can't remember who the name of the quarterback that started, but Fran Tarkington came in relief and he finished the game. So that was it.
One of the best quarterbacks, they like Mahomes, I guess you could say Rodgers still, Josh Allen, they all sat at least to start their rookie year, if not the whole year. You know, like a Jordan Love too. That's a little too long, probably. But a lot of the best quarterbacks in the league right now sat for a little bit to kind of just figure out what's going on in the NFL. So I wouldn't be opposed to them getting someone like a Tannehill and having him play for probably most of next season and then letting the rookie go in at the end and try and figure things out. But Kevin O'Connell was brought to the Vikings to pretty much do this, get a quarterback, develop him. So right now he gets to prove his worth, and we'll see if he's good at what he says he is.
So free agent options aside, who are you taking in the draft? Like, if you're pounding the table, if you're Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, who is the quarterback you're going all in for?
I think they like Drake May. I think the addition of McCown to their quarterback staff just made it obvious. He coached him in high school. Drake May, I believe, afterwards raved at the combine, like, about his meeting with Kevin O'Connell and McCown in the meeting room. So it's clear that they like him. And I think there's been reports that they like him as well. And he's got a big arm. He's got a ton of athleticism. I think the Vikings, what Kevin O'Connell wants, even though it looked like he kind of got a little frustrated last year with like Josh Dobbs being mobile and everything. But that's just because Josh Dobbs couldn't do really anything else. He could just run around and do like playground football. But O'Connell would like a quarterback who's mobile and can create things on the fly, kind of like a Mahomes. Not comparing Drake May to Mahomes, but someone who can get out of trouble and, you know, create things on the fly. I think JJ McCarthy is someone who can do that too. If they, and obviously we know that they like him. But I think The Athletic's Chad Graff, who used to cover the Vikings, covers the Patriots now, threw out the idea of the Patriots trading the number three pick to the Vikings. And I think that's probably a decent possibility of happening.
Yeah, I think the Vikings are thinking between Drake May and JJ McCarthy. I think those are the two that they have to consider. If they trade up to three, sorry, my phone is ringing here.
And the Giants just made a trade too. They traded for Brian Burns. So I don't know if they have enough capital now to even trade up, because they're what, pick number six?
Yeah, I believe they traded a second and a sixth. Hey, right. Good thing David Tepper vetoed that deal with what, 3 or 4 first round picks from the Rams?
Yeah, yeah. Well, according to Thielen, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
They're on their way as they tear everything down for the fifth straight year. Might have wanted to do a little bit more research before you took the money there, don't you think? But
he's, well, you know, David Tepper's good at tearing things down
and throwing drinks at fans. But that's another story we can talk about later. No, I think McCarthy and May is really the debate here. And if they really like Penix, I mean, I wouldn't take Penix at 11. I think that would be a disaster waiting to happen. But if you trade up for May, it's going to cost you a couple first round picks. But I mean, at this point, like, the Vikings are filling holes. Like, look at the first day of free agency. They are doing a hell of a job on the defensive end. They signed Jonathan Grenard for a 4-year, $76 million deal. Andrew Van Ginkle got a 2-year, $20 million deal. Great Both name. Of those guys are really good edge rushers. Van Ginkel might be more of a, like, kind of secondary role guy.
He's South Dakota, right?
I don't know where he's from, but I know he went to school in Wisconsin, at Wisconsin.
I think I saw something today where he's from, or he went to school in one of the Dakotas.
I will have to look into that as a South Dakota journalist. But and you also got Blake Cashman,
he went
former
to Wisconsin.
Golfer. Sorry. Yeah, what's that?
He went to Wisconsin, you're right.
Van Ginkel did.
Yeah, he's from Iowa. Yeah,
like, Blake Cashman's a gopher. Don't offend people like
that. Yes. Oh, no.
That we couldn't even have a dude named Bucky on our team without people getting all upset, like Bucky Irving and PJ Flex, like, oh, we got to call you Bucko or something. We can't have that. No, but I mean, you look at what they're doing. They're patching holes and whatever. Like, the quarterback might be the missing piece out of this whole equation. And if you
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trade up, you get Drake May, who has that potential. He's got the big rocking arm. Even JJ McCarthy. I don't think McCarthy is ready to start day one in the NFL, but he's 21 years old and he just turned 21. So, I mean, there's tools there. He can throw on the run. He's got a pretty big arm. You know, a lot of people have kind of crapped on him because they didn't use him at Michigan, but their running game was elite. Give me one second here. My doorbell just rang. I have to go get it.
All right. Oh, who's excited? Who's excited about the future? Kirk Cousins no longer with the Falcons. Is that game against the Vikings? Is that going to be opening week? Is that going to be a week one game for the Vikings? Kirk Cousins back to Minnesota week one. What do we got? Oh boy. What do we got?
All right. You know, it's been a pretty busy day for me, and I decided to order some pizza. I figured this was a great little deal here. So don't mind me. I'm just going to have a slice while we're eating. It did come well. Those Pizza Ranch employees, they're super fast, you know, as potential sponsor. I would love to sponsor some Pizza Ranch, but see. All right. Well, what were you talking about?
I was talking about how the Kirk Cousins or the Falcons, Vikings, how they're playing next year. That's going to be the week one game, right? It's got to be, right?
Kirk Vikings, Falcons?
Yeah, back to Minnesota.
Oh, for sure. Unless they have it as the London game. That's a possibility.
That would be so annoying. They can't do that. I feel like, aren't teams allowed to like block certain games from going to London? I feel like they might be able to do that.
I promise I'll only eat one slice on here, but
what do we got on there, by the way?
I like a lot of things on my pizza. I like got some sausage, some pepperoni, some red onion, a little bit of mushroom. Pretty basic, but yeah. Well, not bad.
Yeah.
Actually, it's great if Pizza Ranch wants to sponsor us. I'd give it 5 stars in that scenario. But, you know, Kirk and Kevin, I understand why they hung out at the ranch all the time now. So great stuff. What were we talking about before Kevin, I dove into this pizza?
I don't know. We were talking about the free agents the Vikings had today.
Oh, yeah.
And how, you know, they're spending money on, and specifically on defense. I think they didn't add a corner. They added two pass rushers, a linebacker, and oh boy.
I'm almost done. I'm muting because I don't want my chewing on the mic.
Right. That's a thing. People have like a phobia or whatever where they hear people chewing. It's a problem. But yeah, so, you know, looking ahead, I feel like the Vikings tomorrow, I would hope that I heard they were maybe in on Saquon Barkley today. Saw that rumor somewhere on Twitter. Aaron Jones just got released by the Packers. That would be interesting if the Vikings could pick him up. I think I saw they were in on Tony Pollard too, but he ended up with the Titans? Did he go to the Titans? So I'm curious to see what the Vikings do tomorrow. I don't know how much money they have left at this point. And then Daniil Hunter, where's he going to go?
Right,
he can't be coming back now after they just added those two guys, right?
Right. I mean, you would be spending an awful lot of money, and I mean, do you really want to blow everything? Like here's the thing with the Grenard signing. We'll start there. 4 years, $76 million, like I mentioned. He is a very good pass rusher. I know some people were kind of like, who is this guy? We don't know who he is. 12 and a half sacks last year for Houston. Played well next to Blake Cashman, who the Vikings also signed. The thing with Grenard is his pass rush win rate is very high by ESPN standards. I think it was sixth in the NFL. You know, you got guys like Jadeveon Clowney, JJ Watt, some other top end edge rushers there, but you also have, you know, Daniil Hunter was not on that list. He was not in the top 20. Andrew Van Ginkel was on that list, and he was 20th. If you look at PFF, Andrew Van Ginkel I'll get used to saying it in a while. He was ninth among all edge rushers in pass rush win rate last season. I just wrote an article about that over at Zone Coverage that will go out on Tuesday morning. But, you know, the thing with the Vikings is they need to find guys that can create pressure without blitzing. The Vikings had the highest blitz rate in the NFL. Their pressure rate, it was in the middle of the pack. I believe it was 15th or something. So Grenard produced in a defense that did not blitz. I think the Texans had the fifth lowest blitz rate in the NFL last season, but also the fifth highest pressure rate last season, according to Pro Football Reference. So, I mean, when you look at a guy, you can get him for $476. He's 4 years younger than Danielle Hunter. You're basically paying the same amount of money that Hunter got paid last season, and you could even get the same production out of him. I mean, Danielle Hunter, he had 16 and a half sacks for the Vikings, and I believe he had 27% of their pressures last season, which is insane just for one player. Like, Brian Flores wants weapons everywhere. He wants to create pressure from everywhere. You have Ivan Pace. He was second in pass rush win rate, according to PAFF. Blake Cashman has an 11% win rate as the other linebacker. Now you have Van Ginkle and Grenard at the edges. So, I mean, I like what they did on defense today. Yeah. And, you know, there might not be another move or two coming. They still need a corner. Yep. I think that might be corner and defensive line. I think those are the two edges they need.
Left guard.
In left guard, they got to make a decision there. But they could also draft somebody at left guard. Right. It would work out there as well.
Yeah, it seems like they want the defense to kind of do a better job at creating pressure on their own so they don't have to leave their corners kind of just on an island every time they want to send pressure, because they have to send everybody to get pressure. I'm still going to assume Brian Flores is going to have some crazy looks or whatever, especially on third down. But, you know, some of those blitz packages on like first and second down, we might see him be a little bit more conservative to see if some of those guys can just create pressure with four or five guys instead of, you know, six or seven. I like what they did today. The Grenard signing kind of reminds me of, remember when Everson Griffin got extended? I think it was 2014 when Zimmer got hired. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't even a starter yet. They gave him a bunch of money, and people were like, what are they doing? Like, why are they extending? They got rid of Jared Allen, and they're extending Everson Griffin? What are they doing? And then Everson Griffin went on to be like one of the most prolific pass rushers in Vikings history. So I kind of get similar vibes from this Grenard signing. I feel like he's might be further along in his progression or development than Griffin was when he got extended. But he's coming from a good defense, you know, with D'Amico Ryans. So if he's able to do well in that kind of defense, then I kind of have a bunch of faith that he'll be able to do well in Brian Forrest defense. So, yeah, I like what they did a lot. And, yeah, I think running back tomorrow, probably backup quarterback. I mean, just not tomorrow, but just in the near future. Yeah. I'm surprised that they, you know, I know he's the best number three tight end in the league or whatever, but I'm surprised they brought back Johnny Munt, because I feel like they need to maybe worry about PJ Hockenson. You know, he's going to come back later in the season. He's expected to probably miss the first month, and then it's going to take him a little bit probably to get into football shape or whatever.
Do you think it was a vote of confidence in his rehab, though?
Oh, yeah, that could be. But when did he get hurt? Like week?
He got hurt Christmas Eve.
Week 16? What's that? Yeah, week 16, right?
Week 7 or 16, yeah.
Yeah.
17, 18.
Because they played the Packers the week after. So, yeah, I would like to, I don't know, maybe they'll draft somebody and use him. But they signed Nick Muse too, so I guess they're just running it back with Josh Oliver and Johnny Munt, and they're going to do lots of rollouts and that same tight end route that they did for every tight end last year, where it's the, you know, the play action rollout and pass 3 yards in front of you. Classic. I think Kyle Rudolph used to run that all the time too, and I used to really enjoy that, you know, him getting 3 yards on a catch. Lots of fun. But no, I'm pleased with what they did. But yeah, I don't know. I think the signings, I don't think Jordan Hicks is going to come back anymore. With the addition of Blake Cashman, I don't think that's what they want to do. It seems like they want to get younger. Like, they want to add guys with experience, but they want them to be younger, have a little bit more, less tread on their tires than some of the guys they had last year. So that makes me curious about maybe what they're going to do with Harrison Smith, because he's not getting younger, and he's pretty expensive next year. So
how exciting is this?
Like it's fun.
Yeah, right? You know, all these years.
There's so much to talk about.
Yeah, you had Kirk Cousins in there, and he jammed up that much cap space. And by the way, I let's talk about this. Like, do you think the Kirk Cousins thing was a failure? Because I've seen that kind of floating around. Some people are wondering, hey, you know, was it worth it? Was it worth all the money and the financial gymnastics and stuff? We're talking about free agency. You know, it used to be, well, you know, can't really move money around, so let's go sign Rashad Breeland, or let's go sign
D.D. Westbrook.
Samar Steffens. Yeah, D.D. Westbrook, or there's probably other guys I can't even think of right now. Like, you know, the fact they have all this flexibility and the fact, you know, somebody else is probably going to play quarterback for the Vikings next year, even if it is Sam Darnold, and then you have a rookie behind him. That's fun. That's exciting to me. The last 3 or 4 years, the Vikings have been the same stale old team, and if they would have brought Kirk Cousins back, you would have had the same situation again where, well, let's hope we get to the playoffs, and if things go right, we can make a run. But
Has it been a failure? I think if you just like to root for the Vikings and just enjoy watching them have fun or whatever, and it's okay if they don't win the Super Bowl or get far in the playoffs, and no, it wasn't a failure. But I'll just ask you, what was Kirk Cousins brought here in 2018 to do?
Sorry, win the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, did they do that in his 6 years?
They did not.
Oh,
they,
so they, that would
they were
that
missing
would be
code words that year, and you know.
that would be a failure. He was brought here. I know some people are like, oh, no, he wasn't. He just wanted to be better than Casey. No, he was brought here. They went to the NFC Championship. They brought Kirk Cousins in because they felt he was better than Case Keenum, which, yeah, that's pretty true. To get them at least to the Super Bowl. And during his 6 years, he couldn't get them past the divisional round, and he only made it there one. So in that sense, yes, it was a failure. Was it a failure for Kirk? Have you seen his bank account? No, I don't think it was. I think he had a lot of fun. I think there's still, you can still look back on his time with the Vikings fondly, but in terms of, you know, on-field success and the standings and everything, no, it wasn't a success at all. So that's why the Vikings are moving on and they're trying to take a different route and try something else to, you know, maybe get to that level where they were trying to get with Kirk Cousins. But, I don't know. I don't think it, no, that was not safe.
I would say, you know, I think it really got marred by the fact that they held on too long. Yeah. Like, I will be steadfast in this, that 2020 playoff win in New Orleans did, it was 2019 season, but it happened in 2020.
Yeah.
That did more harm than good, because coming into that game, there were a lot of questions about the future of the Vikings, where, you know, are they going to fire Mike Zimmer and promote Kevin Stefanski? Is George Payton going to take over as general manager? Is Kirk Cousins going to get an extension? There were a lot of questions regarding, you know, the whole future of the Vikings. And, you know, it got to a point where they win that playoff game. Kyle Rudolph pushes off in the end zone. Sorry, the truth hurts. But they go to San Francisco. They get steamrolled. And they just never adapted. Like, everybody could see back in 2019 that they needed to change some things in order to, you know, get things going. And they tried some stuff. They tried going with a younger roster.
Yeah,
they tried. Well, and yeah, they whiffed on those draft picks. But the constant remained. It was Kirk Cousins. And I know, in 2022, they win 13 games. Everybody's happy. Everybody's running on vibes. They get to the playoffs. They need Kirk more than ever. He checks down on fourth. I think more than anything, like, you obviously have 2018. I think that's probably the biggest thing. The second biggest thing is that moment checking down to TJ Hockenson, because you had a team. I know they were running on vibes. They weren't going to win the Super Bowl, but that was Kirk's best chance to cement himself. Like, I'm that dude. And I know too, you know, people will say, well, if he didn't tear his Achilles, maybe he would have stayed or whatever. Are we sure about that now? Because the Vikings went in. I mean, if they go to the divisional round last year, let's just say that, because he's never gotten past that. So let's say the Vikings run on vibes again. They go to the divisional round. Kirk Cousins looks good. Goes to free age, sits down at a negotiating table. Like, I really like you guys. I will take your offer. No, he's going to see. He's going to get, hey, it's Arthur Blank on the phone. What's up? Blank check, baby. Oh, okay. So, I mean, his legacy as Vikings quarterback is the head of the negotiating table. He'll be set. I believe he's second in passing yards. He's at the top of all the all-time lists or whatever. He's the head of the negotiating table.
I think
acknowledge him.
You also got to look at it like, you look at the other teams in the NFC, like, you look at that went far in the playoffs last year, the Niners and the Lions. Like, if the Vikings bring Kirk Cousins back, do you feel like they can beat those two teams? No. I don't think so. They still have so much work to do. whether they bring Kirk Cousins back or not, to get to that level. It's weird to like get to that level of the Lions, which is weird to say, and beat them. So, yeah, I think I think they made the right choice. It would feel like treading water going in that, you know, circle of death that we always talk about. Just never ending with, it seemed like, Kirk Cousins. I'm just kind of happy to, I'm looking forward to seeing how, you know, Vikings Twitter is always going to argue and stuff, but just like not having that central figure, I feel like, to just, he's in the middle, people over here don't really like him, people over here just adore him and love everything that he does. He's gone now, so we'll find something else to argue about, I'm sure, especially if they, you know, get off to a rough start next year. But it's gonna be I think it's gonna be more enjoyable. I don't know, we'll see.
I want to point out one thing before we get going, and that's from Stratford Sabercats Trek Club. First of all, thank you for commenting, we appreciate it. I would agree that it wasn't a success talking about the Kirk Cousins era. However, can't be upset with Jefferson's development during Cousins' time. Mixed bag, happy for a new chapter. Okay, Justin Jefferson was going to catch touchdowns from whoever was. That dude had 1,000 yards with Nick Mullins, Jaren Hall, and Josh Dobbs throwing him the ball. I don't think he played with Dobbs, though. I think Dobbs.
Yeah, he did. He got the medicine ball.
Oh, that's right. The one in Vegas. Yeah. So he played for like a quarter.
Then Jefferson was like, I'm not playing for him.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this. Like, this is the thing. Now people are like, well, is Justin going to ask for a trade? That's his guy. Yeah. Like, has anybody checked on Kevin O'Connell, by the way?
Right. He's got the framed jersey in his office.
Just staring at the framed jersey, eating Pizza Ranch like me.
Talk this year about how like their families are close and everything. And that's the funny thing too about a lot of these, you know, the people that really like Kirk Cousins over the years, just like kind of more than the Vikings, and how they felt betrayed the last, you know, especially today. They're like, it was all about the money. And you know, people like you and me are sitting here like, yeah, it's always been about the money. And we've always said too, like, more power to him. He's in a unique opportunity. Go get as much money as you can. Are we ever going to see someone in the history of the NFL make this much money with one playoff win? Probably not. So
no. I mean, like, again, Mike McCartney, Hall of Fame. Yeah. Hey, he's got my vote. Like, honestly, just
if I needed an agent, if I was in the NFL, or like my kid comes up and he's playing football, I want him to be my kid's agent for sure.
Rookies, call him up. Oh, be like, yeah. How do I get CJ Stroud said he met Kirk Cousins, says he was a great guy. I mean, if I ever met Kirk Cousins, I was a young player. Like, how do I get Mike McCartney as my agent? Like, seriously. Right. Like,
I think Josh McCown was his, or might even still be his agent.
Yeah, he is.
He was his agent when he was a player. And he probably stayed in the league longer than he probably should have. Played for what? 12 teams. Mike McCartney, he's good at what he does.
Well, let's close this out here. Obviously, with Kirk Cousins leaving, a lot of speculation. What's going on at the Viking Age, man?
Oh, well, let's see. We put out a mock draft yesterday, pre-free agency, so we didn't really know if Kirk Cousins was going to leave or not, but I believe Luke Parrish from the Viking Age, he wrote it. He still predicted the Vikings to trade up to 5, and I believe he selected J.J. McCarthy. So you can feel comfortable about reading that. And I believe we're working on for tomorrow a bunch of quarterbacks that could start potentially for the Vikings tomorrow. I think Ryan Tannehill is going to be included. So, you know, you get to read about that. I'm just going to do a little recap of everything that happened today. We'll have that up pretty much after the first 3 days this week. That's usually when most of the stuff happens. Then a little bit after that, things kind of die down. So we'll have that up. And yeah, we'll just keep covering free agency this week. I don't really know how much money the Vikings have left to spend. But it'll be interesting to see where some of the other guys land. Like, you know, Daniel Hunter, is Dalton Reisner going to come back? You know, Jordan Hicks, is Harrison Smith going to retire? I think those are the things now that become kind of the bigger focus in terms of what's happening with those guys, instead of, you know, who are the Vikings going to sign? Because I think they probably spent most of their money on the guys that they signed today. Because Sam Darnold, he's not going to cost not even, what, $5 million? So I think
he might get a little more, but I mean, that's got to be a
Mike McCartney
deal,
his agent,
right?
Too?
That's got to be a 1 year deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not signing him to, you know. Kirk Cousins fully guaranteed deal. No. Like, if it's $10 million, like,
it might
be
one where they sign him and they can cut him in the summer if they don't like what they see.
Right.
And we got to remember Nick Mullins he's still under contract for next season. Jaren Hall still under contract. So quarterback competition this summer.
I'm just making sure we're not missing anything on Twitter right now, but it's all good. Okay. Social media Adam Patrick NFL. That's where people can follow you. You're on Twitter, X, and everything else. You can follow me at The Real Chris Shad. I'm on X. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. Got a lot of things going on right now, so kind of just posting there. But that is all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. This has been the Viking Age podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.